It's Matt Bubala in for Rokan here on 720 WGN. Thanks for spending some of your drive home or your evening with us here on WGN Radio. By the way, that traffic report was sponsored by Metra. Oh, what fun it is to ride Metra to see the holiday decorations with your family. Now through January 3rd, each adult can bring along up to 3 kids, 11 and under, for free. So enjoy the season aboard Metra. For schedule information, visit MetraRail.com. Joining us in the studio right now is one of Chicago's very own. He's one of CNN's top 10 heroes of 2015. Dr. Daniel Ivankovich is with us. Hey, Dr. Dan, how are you?
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm good. Oh, listen to that radio voice. He worked in radio once upon a time.
No, man, I was trying to channel Steve Jennings. It was very...
David Jennings.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was just beautiful. I'm overwhelmed and mesmerized. Just, you know, anytime you get to broadcast and you've got Michigan Avenue right in your grill, I don't think it gets better than this.
Well, you operate on people, dude. You're a doctor.
Yeah, I do that from time to time.
So you are one of CNN's Heroes of the Year because of your work in some of Chicago's toughest neighborhoods. OnePatient.org is your organization. Tell me about what you guys do.
Well, I think a major piece that I always try to put out to the mainstream is that despite us being a top 10 city in the world, we have sections, including almost a million people in Chicago, that are living very much third world lives. Poor health, longevity is miserable, disease, lack of health care, access to health care, poverty, crime, and we don't even know about it. We don't acknowledge it. And I think that, you know, our work for the better part of 10 years has been to build musculoskeletal health services, orthopedics, fixing broken bones, treating curved backs, degenerative hips and knees. Many of these people, if you walk around on the West Side, count how many people are on walkers and canes. It just, they don't get the care they need. And I've committed my career to making a difference to segments of the population that are poor, that are people of color, that are people with disabilities, and they're right here in Chicago.
You know, it's interesting. I think we know we have really tough sections of Chicago. We know there's food deserts, that there's poverty, that there's lack of jobs, that there's drug addiction, and all sorts of violence. But we don't realize the little things that can also mean. Like, you have no access to real health care. You have no access to nutritional food.
Mm-hmm.
And that all adds up over time to, you get in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, a really detrimental health situations, I imagine.
Well, look at, as an example, the West Side, Austin. It's as big as the state capital, Springfield, 130,000 people. If you look at infant mortality, just the lifespan of a male, it's crazy. It's like in the early 50s.
Mm.
And the problem is that as society tends to pull resources, you don't do it on Michigan Avenue. Politicians, you know, folks here on Michigan, they vote. They're vocal. They
right.
get on the internet. On the West Side, you know, when you see like the WIC office.
Well, not only do they vote, they donate.
Oh, they donate, you know? and they lobby. And on the West Side, these are folks that are quiet, even though it's a large number, 130,000 people. But they got Lawndale's got 80, Roseland's got 75. I mean, you go community by community, all the major governmental infrastructure slowly gets pulled out of there. Anytime there's a budget crunch, look, folks, Illinois is bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
They're not pulling stuff out of Lincoln Park. They're not pulling it out of the Gold Coast. Over here, where the patients are not vocal, and where they suffer the most is where the resources are needed, and they're not there.
And if anything gets pulled out of those locations, there's enough money to make up for it. The people have money. The people
True.
Have access. They can go to other towns. They can go to private schools. They can do all the things to make up for it where they already have money. Here in the most underserved, they're also the most unable to then fend for themselves because they don't have the jobs and they don't have the cash to do it.
Right, and health care is just one of those things that, you know, to me, I am neither on the left or on the right. I'm about people, and I'm about very practical solutions. And the most efficient and cost-effective way to keep people engaged, to keep them working, to keep them in their environment is to keep them healthy. Because you look at the skyrocketing number of people that are in nursing homes, many of them are minorities. They're the poor. They have no other choice. And it's about $50,000 to $100,000 a year to fund someone in a nursing home. So our program is not just about being a bleeding heart. It's the fact that, I do believe that health care is a basic right. Human beings need to be healthy, and that's how you achieve your potential. But at the same time, there's a real cost benefit to engaging people to be proactive about their health. I mean, this isn't about a program that we're just handing out. Every patient that we treat is actively engaged in learning about their health and their wellness. And when they become agents of their health and they see the just tremendous change in their promise and potential, then they tell their church, then they tell their community, and then you have a movement. And this is what we've been working on, you know, for years, and we're trying to build an army via transformation, and it's transforming lives one patient at a time. That's our motto. That's what our organization, my wife, Dr. Carla Ivankovich, who is a behavioral therapist, a psychologist, you know, we believe not just about surgery. It's about putting your life in a situation when these surgeries come your way that you truly realize the full potential. So it's mind, it's body, it's spirit. And this is how you transform. And it's, I know it sounds, you know, very hippie and granola, yeah, but the reality is when people own their health and they wake up every morning feeling good about their lives, it's not about whether you're rich or poor. It's about whether you are healthy, whether your outlook on life is positive, and you can go live and do it.
There's really two different Chicagos I've been saying recently, the
big
one
time
that most of us live in and the one that we hear about on the news. And for those of us living in that wealthy Chicago, or the at least, you know, not worried about getting by Chicago, I imagine our health concerns and what's screwing us up health-wise is more about our choices than what we're missing. When we talk about the West Side, the South Side, the poorest areas of Chicago, what is most detrimental to their health? Is it lack of ability to get decent food? Is it lack of ability to see a doctor regularly or even know what you should be doing differently? Things like that?
Well, many of these things just start when you're young. I think, you know, you hit on it about the food deserts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many of these locations, look what people are eating. They're eating grape drink and they're drinking grape drink and having Cheetos. I mean, that's their subsistence. And many people who are obese, it only happens in America, they're malnourished. And, you know, obesity is a major part of our endeavor. It's diabetes, obesity, and osteoarthritis that we treat. So, you know, we want to get people moving. How are you going to walk? I mean, one of the funniest things, how people take for granted what these neighborhoods are like. We had one of the major foundations approaching us about a walking program on the West Side for seniors. I said, okay, I'm going to listen to these folks. They go, yeah, we're going to get 40 seniors together, they'll walk around the neighborhood, and, you know, it's a really great program. And I go, well, you're going to be supplying Granny and Grandpa with Kevlar and Glocks, because this is, you know, people are getting killed and shot daily.
Yeah.
These are war zones. And they go, we didn't think about that. I mean, you have to model a program and create an opportunity that takes into consideration the adversity that people live in. So nutrition is a major issue. And, Carla is really amazing in terms of just teaching our patients, you know, when they come in and go, well, doc, I'll give you an example. Last month, a woman came in, horrible knees, killing them. Put her on the scale. She's 5'2", 315 pounds. I said, you know what? Let's break this down. If I put knee replacements in you, you're still going to have major issues. I go, write down what your daily intake is. It was 29 cans. I'm 29 cans of Pepsi. I said, here's what we're going to do. We're not even going to talk about surgery. Let's have you for the next month just eliminate soda from your diet. She came back a month later, lost 35 pounds, and she goes, my knees feel better. So I could have put in knee replacements.
Right.
I could have, you know, done the big cut, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't have made her better. And I think it's very important to understand that, you know, we call in surgery heal with steel. We can do that anytime, but to get the maximum benefit out of these procedures, people need to understand what is their role. How are they responsible? So the diet is a big thing, nutrition, exercise. You know, there's so many components to healthy living that have nothing to do with surgery. Yes, I'm a spine surgeon, I'm a trauma surgeon, and I do joint replacements, but 99% of the time, I make people better without any of those.
Yeah, it's about the changes they have to make first.
That's it.
You mentioned something interesting. So you talked about obesity in impoverished situations, because you'll still see a lot of obese people, even though they don't have any money. And that's not because they're maybe, tell me if I'm wrong, I'm thinking of this now, that it's not necessarily that, oh, I'm, you know, look at them, they're fat, they're doing just fine. That might be because of the choices they have to make, because they only have a few dollars or whatever they have each day. The cheapest food is the crappiest food, right? So going to get what you can,
yeah,
and it's not going to lead to healthy living.
It's the most accessible. I mean, you know, Carl and I actually set out a program that said, okay, if we're going to walk it and talk it, we need to live it. And we've actually set out, okay, we're going to go to Aldi, or we're going to go to Save-A-Lot. what would an average Medicaid, you know, outlay be for food in a month? And it's very, very hard to get nutritious foods unless you are knowledgeable. To get beans, they have a lot of protein. To get the appropriate cuts of meat and know how to prepare them, that takes time. It takes effort. Everybody is used to fast food. I want it now. And it tastes good, but it's not good for you. And living like that, literally, you're poisoning yourself. And in these areas, look, I love fast food.
I mean,
it's fun, but I mean, I'm going to have it once a month. And then that's my treat for going out and having fun. Some people live on that stuff, and that's what's very expensive. The amount of people, the percentage that are young and that are incapable of cooking and providing a daily subsistence is mind-blowing in these communities. And it boils down to education, access to information, and just somebody to mentor you. I mean, many of these folks have grown up in broken homes, and that's part and parcel of it being, you know, a war zone. There's broken families, and, you know, they're not eating meals together. They're not preparing it. And nutritional deficit and food deserts, they're a big part of disease.
We're speaking with Dr. Daniel Ivankovich. He is one of CNN's Heroes of 2015. OnePatient.org is his organization. We'll find out a little bit more about that and how you can help.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
After Thanksgiving, or
the decorations went up right around Thanksgiving. Yeah, Dr. Dan Ivankovich is in studio with us. Matt Bubala filling in for Ro Khan here on 720 WGN. OnePatient.org is the website to find out more about the good work Dr. Dan is doing here in the toughest areas of Chicago. CNNHeroes.com is where you can go to find out more about Dan and the nine other heroes of 2015. And so what's going on? If we go to CNNHeroes.com and we make a donation, Subaru is going to match that through December 31st.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing just from the standpoint of how things amplify and the magnitude of people's generosity. So every dollar that is donated through the CNN portal there, it gets matched by Subaru. So up to $5,000, and we have actually had several $5,000 donations already.
Wow.
It's huge. And like I said, you know, our goal was to, you know, find 10 people to do that, and that would put us, you know, over there. We're about halfway there.
So CNNHeroes.com, make it so the 10 heroes are there. We choose you, make our donation to go through you.
It'll be Dr. Daniel Ivankovich / One Patient Global Health Initiative.
OnePatient.org for more information. Check out the website because they've got a great video on Dr. Dan, the work he does. And you'll get a look at him, which you could also do right now at WGNRadio.com on the web stream. But you might not realize, dude, you're 7 feet tall. You look like you just got off a Harley.
You know, I did, and that's, I think, what people like. They like the whole kind of renegade attitude. It's a, you know, I've gotten a lot of folks from the motorcycle community that kind of grabbed onto that because they're free spirits doing our thing, but doing good. We're not doing bad. We're doing good. And so we've definitely got a good niche and a good clique of supporters. But yeah, I'm 7 feet, though. You can't see when I'm sitting down here. Yeah.
You're 7 feet tall. You played basketball at Northwestern.
I did.
What years was that?
It was 81 through 85.
81 through 85. I'm guessing you're not. The stories you told off air, I don't think Northwestern wants you telling publicly the things you were doing back in the day. Dan was having a lot of fun during his school years and still somehow getting good grades at Northwestern. So it is possible, apparently, to do both. But what do you think about the great start the basketball team's off to? Do you still follow them at all?
You know what I do? I try to catch a few games every year. They always invite me to come down, and I am blown away. We were there when the football team set a record for the most losses, and it was really bad. And I remember when we'd win, we'd tear down the goalposts and, like, throw them in the lake. And the fact that they're going to the bowls every year, and the fact that basketball now is turning the corner, I'm very, very proud of my alma mater, and I wish them nothing but the best. It's a great university.
This could, I mean, on the rate they're going, this is going to be the year that they finally get to the big dance.
We did. We were in the NIT, and we beat Notre Dame on St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
So that was kind of a big deal, but never made it to the NCAA. And if they did, I would be very happy for them because they're amateur athletes. Those are good kids. They've really worked hard. I would like to see them go to the NCAA.
Find out more about Dr. Daniel Ivankovich at onepatient.org. And if you got a chance, you know, I think a lot of us talk the talk about, oh, you know, we want to help the South Side. We want to help the West Side. What can we do? What can we do? And we don't end up doing very much. Here's a way you can do something that will make a difference. CNNHeroes.com. pick Dr. Dan and make a donation before December 31st. Subaru will match it, and money will be going to do something good right here in Chicago. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, bro, thank you so much for having us. Happy holidays to everyone. I am still sort of starstruck, and my ADHD is kicking in with all these Christmas decorations shining off your windows here.
News is next on 720 WGN.